There was once a country. Like many other countries, it had a history that had seen division, strife, and war. Like fewer countries, it had won a lot of those wars, and at a fairly notable point in its history, it had been at the center of a large and powerful empire. As time passed, and with economic and world change, the might of that empire dwindled and faded away. Although life continued for the country, its people would sometimes wistfully look back on the time when their forefathers controlled and developed large parts of the world. Governments and administrations continued with traditions, pomp and ceremony, while the working people of the country were ignored and left to suffer. Treaties and restrictions that were imposed on the country by its neighbours became frustrating to the people, and they became restless to be the controllers again, rather than the controlled.
Give us empire! Give us
by the popular press. Rank outsiders appeared in major world powers, advocating populist ideas of the common people being masters of their own destiny.
Why should we not fight a flag? Why should we not be who we are?
The country responded likewise, and there rose from the rank and file a man who offered the people freedom from those rules and restrictions, who could deliver the tremendous potential of the country back into the hands of its people. On the people who he said were bleeding the country dry.
Give us freedom, give us control on our borders, give us safety from invaders and from fear. And give us leaders who can harbor those emotions, give us national pride and they will disappear. It's just the mudbloods who don't have the right background, and rank people on a score of 1 to 10. Give us cheap labor to make our city's future and make our nation great again.
People who were bleeding the country dry were, as so many people had observed before, were people who had migrated to that country. Well, the hard-working and forgotten population of the country looked at what he said, and many agreed. Rather than looking at the way they had been overlooked and conned by the political elite, they now had somebody they could reach that they could blame. On the corners of the streets. On the train in the morning. The easily accessible targets were quickly turned into priority number one. So when the country was invited as a whole to make a huge political decision about their future...